This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. First wet, then dry and cold, and now wet and cold. If you've been outside in the past 6 months, you know we've had a pretty crazy winter. But the USDA Scott Petit says February has erased any threat of a drought.
Stream flow forecasts, we're in really good shape again. Last month, we were looking at doom and gloom at the end of January, just because, again, it had been so cold and dry. But now we're back up to, you know, pretty much near normal or above normal everywhere, which is really a good thing. And so, again, any streams that you see that might have a little bit lower forecast right now, especially if they're reservoir driven, there shouldn't be any concern at all, because the reservoirs, again, are going to fill. And then once we kind of have those numbers come spring, those forecasts are going to climb up where they should be.
Petit says although winter isn't over, things look good moving into spring.
But at this time, the National Weather Service forecast, you know, the short-term forecast for this month is cool and wet. And we're already seeing it, like just this last weekend, we received a lot of snow in the mountains. And then beyond that, the three-month forecast is that they're still calling for more precipitation than normal. Temperatures are a little uncertainty in the temperatures, but that kind of tells me usually that, you know, you're falling kind of into that quote-unquote normal range.
Snowpack levels statewide are currently 108% of normal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.